Thank you for joining my podcast. What's going on, guys? This is Brother Frank. I just want to thank you for joining. And it is time. It is time to preach the truth. Amen. It's been a while. I haven't gotten in here. But you know what? Regardless of the situations, regardless of what, I am here. Like I said, I am here to speak the truth. You know, so many things have gone on so far throughout the world. Amen. You know, there's quite a few things I want to talk to you today. You know, it's just so much information out there that's going on, or misinformation that we have. We have our own government that they have a misinformation campaign that they have against the masses. See, and a lot of people don't know about this. And, you know, just like in the old era of the Soviet Union, when Stalin was president of Russia, they had a misinformation campaign to cover the truth. You know, things are getting scary. Things are getting very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Just like the Apostle Paul said, that there will be perilous times in the last days. And obviously, we're starting to see that. You know, dangerous times, treacherous times. You know, there's different meanings to this this verse that the Apostle Paul told us. But we have our beautiful nation being infiltrated by these goons, by these people that are being used as vessels for the devil. You know, and a lot of people are blind, you know. In their mind, they're like, well, you know, our government will never do anything such as lie to us or you know, cause any type of things. But you know what? Let me tell you a little bit of what's going on. That's why we're here. We're watchers. We're here, you know, and the Word of God says that for us to pay attention. Start looking at the things that are happening around us, guys. You know, don't always count on the government for them to tell you the truth. Because obviously they're not. You know, once we think that a lie is bad. But let me tell you what, it's even worse. When they tell you a lie with a partial truth, that is dangerous, guys. And like I said, we're having a lot of misinformation with the COVID, you know, with everything that's going on with COVID, you know, and how it happened and when and where, what. And we have Dr. Fauci that, in my mind, and the thing that God gave us, this brain and this wisdom, that we pray for our God and to let us open our spiritual eyes to be able to see the things that we see now. You know, the crazy thing is that we have the masses following the doctrine of Dr. Fauci instead of, you know, following the doctrine of God Almighty. You know, I'm pretty sure God gave us he printed out a good picture for us to see according to the Bible, you know. But then again, you know, we have the masses, we have the sheep following the main sheep at the White House, Dr. Fauci, that he's the sheep in wolf's clothing, right? And he's sending all the sheeply over to the slaughterhouse, regardless of what has. You know, we have the facts in front of us. We have everything that they're telling us, guys. Over 40,000 people that have died with the jab. Over 40,000, guys. And that's not including the ones that haven't been registered. The ones that, you know, they haven't been said or don't have a voice to be heard. But, you know, back in the days when there were only 50 deaths with any jab, with any vaccination, they would pull that vaccine off the market. But like I said, 40,000, and it's still, they're still jamming. They're still vaccinating the people. Now they approved it for our beautiful children. But like I said, guys, this is, the Bible talks about that they're going to come for the people, for the head of the house, and they're going to come for the children. We got to be awake, guys. We gotta understand what's going on, that they have infiltrated the United States of America. You know, the Word of God says, how can one enter a strong man's house and spoil his good except first to bind the strong man? And then he will plunder his house, guys. How can somebody enter a strong man's house? How can you bind him? He's so strong. You know, the only way that you can do that is cause division, to cause confusion, to cause fear amongst the people. And you will give that power onto the devil. You gotta understand that. That once all this, once you do that, you're giving up your rights. You know? We gotta understand how the devil works, guys. That the devil, let me tell you how he works. The devil uses subversion. He uses subversion, diversion, and he's a stealthy. That's the way that the enemy can come, and he can use covert measures, you know. And once you confuse the people, once you divide them, it's game over. The devil knows that. And the Word of God says that every kingdom divided against itself, it will bring desolation. And every city or house divided against itself should not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. So how shall the kingdom stand? And let me tell you, that kingdom will never fall. Satan's kingdom is a very subjugated kingdom. They have generals. They have sergeants. And it's a well-balanced kingdom. But then we have the house of God. We have the people. Us Christians, that we can silly, barely see each other eye to eye, that we barely can talk to each other because we are so divided. We are so conceited that the enemy knows that. That the enemy has plundered our goods. That the enemy has caused the division. Order out of chaos. Order out of chaos, people. We are a nation that is in danger of being collapsed, ladies and gentlemen. But there is still a window. There's still time to turn things back around, that we need to repent, that we need to come back to the knees of God, and we need to pray once again. We need to pray. But like I said, this division that has been caused by the enemy is winning. Let me tell you, with Roe versus Wade, with what's going on with the abortion. Guys, that was, what happened is that they have given us the power back to the people. They have given us the power back to the state, which is a good thing for us, right? That they have given us this power, and the enemy knows that. That's why the communists are mad. That's why the Democrats are mad, because they understand that because of this thing that was this power that was given back to us. This power is given back to the states. This power is given back to the people, guys. You gotta understand that the devil knows that. That's why he's mad. You gotta understand that when we unite as a people, that we have the power. And the devil does not want that. He does not want us to be united. With the Roe versus Wade, guys. Order out of chaos. So what was it back then? It was black versus white. The unvaccinated against the vaccinated. Do you get the picture? And now with the Roe versus Wade, you gotta understand, you gotta look at the bigger picture, guys. Do you understand now? Do you see? Has God is giving you the wisdom? Or has God given you the spiritual eyes that you need to wake up? That it's not all about Roe versus Wade. It's about putting fear into you. For them to take that power that God has given you. You gotta understand that. God has given you the power. God has given you the power. Not of fear, but of love and a sound mind. Come on, people. Come on. For the Lion of Judah is at hand. Guys, they're creating so much division as we speak that they're trying to separate us. They're trying to create two tribes with the vaccinated and unvaccinated. You know, that's something that the Nazis used to persecute the Christians, exterminate them. They call them vermin parasites. They call these people a disease. Is there anything that's clicking in your head now in regards to what's going on with the vaccines? Come on, guys. His German doctors back then, they spread propaganda. They pushed false claims against these Jews that they were responsible for the outbreak back then of I think it was typhus, that it was spread by this, by lice. And there was a propaganda machine. There's the same thing as you've seen now of these German doctors and public officials that helped advance anti-Semitic ideas against the Jews. Just like the public officials that we see now. We need to get these people out of power. We cannot forget what these public officials did to us, guys, that they shut down our businesses. That we lost our jobs. That they lied to us. So just like the public officials, now that they lie to us, like Joe Biden, Dr. Fauci, Bill Gates, these Luciferian Nazis that created this pandemic, and it has caused famine, hunger, poverty, and it's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. Do you get the picture yet? These physicians are, and most of them, not, I'm just not saying Dr. Fauci. We have other doctors that are being used as vessels. Okay? They're being used to spread the lie. Just like back then, just when the Jews were responsible for the pandemic, that we should not be ignorant of the devil's devices, guys. It's the same devil, same devices that he's using. And also back then, these German medical, aka professionals, published essays claiming that the Jews, that the people, that they were low culture level people, they were unclean, that they were to blame. We see the propaganda machine now, right now, that is accusing the unvaccinated of atrocities, that we're killing our own people for not being vaccinated. And what happened? What happened back then? They isolated the Jews from the rest of the population. And what do we see now, ladies and gentlemen? We see these FEMA camps. I'm not kidding you. I'm not lying to you. That's where they want to put the unvaccinated people. And we see these things being done, not just here in the United States. It's being done in other nations. In Australia, we have our public official. You can look this up on Facebook. I'm not kidding. I'm not lying. And we have these public officials going on record saying that they're going to put the unvaccinated people onto these camps. But we have the head. We have the nation of China that they're doing that onto their people right now. They in Shanghai that was on lockdown. That we have their people that are starving to death. Starving to death, ladies and gentlemen. And they said back then they isolated the Jews from the rest of the population. They denied them access to medicine. and they were isolated and exterminated. Come on, guys. It's all by design. And they're doing this, like I said, it's been planned. And it's a form of warfare, demoralization, psychological warfare. And the objective is to erode morale against enemy commands. They're saying, you are the enemy. And what does it do? Demoralization. It encourages you to retreat, to surrender. Why? Yeah, because we have the most of the population saying, hey, you know, we don't know what to believe. You know, they don't know who to trust. And they don't trust their own government. Right? Wow. So what is the demoralization also causes you to turn aside away from what is good or true morally. It is to corrupt the morals of the people, to weaken the morale, discourage the spirit, who are demoralized by the laws. Wow, guys. Wow. Doesn't that sound like what's going on right now? It is crazy, right? It is the battle of your mind. It is, like I said, a form of psychological warfare. We got to be ready. And that's why I am here letting you know what's going on. You know, and that's why we have the guys that are speaking truth on Facebook. Either on Facebook, on Instagram. And these guys are being censored because all they're doing is it's preaching the truth. Right? It is crazy, guys, to think that they put us on a lockdown. It is a form of torture. I mean, because we don't understand. We don't know if these public officials are going to go to the extreme where they say you cannot even go to buy groceries, you know, to buy anything like that. That is a form of torture. Incompetence, distress. That is crazy, right? That's why it is so easy for them to tell you to take the vaccine, even if it's poisonous. Why? Because your mind has been hacked or hijacked. Come on, people. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Your mind has been hijacked to believe that it is your fault because you haven't taken the vaccine. It is your fault because you didn't take my bribe. It is your fault because you didn't listen to Dr. Fauci and his entourage. It is your fault. Guys, come on. There is something very wrong when they try to offer you money to take the vaccine. There is something wrong when we have the government offering you whatever it is to take the vaccine. I think the other thing that I heard is that another crazy thing that I heard is that they were offering you alcohol, free alcohol to take the vaccine. Ladies and gentlemen, that is something very bad. But like I said, this has been done before in Nazi Germany. We got to be awake. We got to be ready. Don't take something that's going to hijack your mind, your body, and your soul. And it will condemn you to death, to hell. Come on, guys. For we are responsible for our bodies. We got to make sure that our bodies are redeemable. We got to understand that we're living in very dark, dark times. That we got to put on the whole armor of God. Because these dark times are here. It is time to put on the armor of God, guys. Are you ready? Are you ready for the return of Jesus Christ? Are you ready for God, for the Lord, for the Lion of Judah? Are you ready? Come on. We're living in corrupt days. You know, we're living in the days of Noah, just like the Bible says that the end time will be like the days of Noah. The days of Noah, guys. Where every thought was corrupt. Every individual was corrupt in there. And every thought was evil. You know, with the COVID, it conquered other nations. We're seeing the dominoes being played. And we see the kingdom of the Antichrist being set up as we speak. And we have this crazy people at the WEF, which is the World Economic Forum. At the World Economic Forum. If you don't know what it is, we have a bunch of ultra-rich people that are gathering in Switzerland or somewhere over there. And they're deciding the fate of your life. They're every day. Yeah. Again, that's the World Economic Forum. They're speaking of so much thing that they want to do to you, to your family, to your property. And they just don't care that they're going to have this plan done with or without you. And we have all these things. I heard the other day that they want to merge your body into AI, artificial intelligence. This is transhumanism 2.0. And we already have the likes of Elon Musk. They have a system, a chip that they want to plant in your head that gives you the ability to link them to the World Wide Web just by a thought. That's the mark in your head or in your hand. But like I said, that's a different video that I would do. There is so much that has happened these last couple of months, guys. But we got to prepare because, like I said, they're after your body, your mind, and your soul. You know? And we have the people, these demonic beings. We have these people that are being used as vessels. That they don't care, guys, like I said. That they're acting like God over there. You know? That they have, they're saying that they have the ability to create life right now. To give you immortality. That's something that God has already promised you. That he will, that you'll be redeemable in the days, in the last days. But man wants to be one step ahead. The devil wants to be one step ahead, just like Adam and Eve. Just how he deceived Eve. Telling her that she will be just like God if she ate that fruit. But like I said, man has the ability to control weather as we speak. Man has the ability to create life with CRISPR, a new technology, a new gene editing tool that they have. That they give you the ability to give you immortality, to give you superhuman strength. This is all done at the World Economic Forum. And at the same time, they're saying that us humans will be fragile if we don't link up to artificial intelligence. They state that humans will be useless and powerless. And the WEF claims the new class of humans will be introduced, and that we will be a useless class, and that the power will shift from humans to computers. To computers, ladies and gentlemen. This is the forces and the face of evil. The World Economic Forum. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. They're no longer hiding. They're no longer hiding in the darkness. This is all coming to light. And then, like I said, and they're coming as bold as a lion. That there will be so much temptation that is happening, guys, as we speak. That you will be tempted to take this mark of the beast. If it gave you immortality, would you take it? Huh? If it gave you superhuman strength, would you take it? See, because they're just not going to come in here and tell you, hey, you want to take the mark of the beast? Something's going to be in it. Something has to give. Because if you don't, you will starve to death. You will not have a job. Amen. So, amen. Let's keep at it, guys. Like I said, I hope this has been a blessing. I got to let y'all go. I will do another segment here next week. So, please follow me. Please share my video, my podcast, and keep supporting me. Amen. Thank you. God bless you, guys.